How are things going on worldwide? What's your perception of things?
This is a rough year in many ways. And the way to approach the year, I'd rather come from that perspective.
Sure.
The way to approach the year is in a kind of patient, analytical way. This is going to be, time is moving a bit faster. And yet this is a year where things can slow down. I see problems around water again.
No, like we had on December 26th?
Possibly, but around ports, dams, rivers, floods, that sort of thing. Seafaring could have a problem. It need to fix our dams and protect them. And I do see some heavy losses. I don't know where exactly. In February, Ed Danes had said March, but I see it in February. I see it in November, and I think September. This is a year where we need we may need microbiologists. I think there will be a lot of health issues.
But they're dying, or they're being murdered.
I know there are going to be some health issues around the world, and I think this is a year of breakthroughs in medicine and health, and also some challenges in health and medicine.
Explain to us, Joseph, how you get these visions, or these intuitive visions, I should say.
I use birthdays. I use a touch of numerology in my readings, but I use a card system primarily that supposedly goes back to the Magi.
Now, who selects the cards? You? Or
the cards are already laid out.
Okay.
At the moment of birth. And in other words, I don't shuffle my cards. They're laid out for every person every year.
What kind of cards?
Regular deck of cards.
Ace of spades, things like that?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how do you read those?
And well, every day, for instance, today, on the Pacific Coast, it is a 10 of diamonds day. Tomorrow will be a 9 of diamonds day, and so forth. And then you look up the age of a person, and you immediately see what the major lessons are and what the potentials for obstacles as well as successes.
I was told once that I was a king of diamonds.
You are a king of diamonds.
What does that mean?
Mastery of the values, an evaluator, a leader, a person who can be quite entrepreneurial, a person who can be deeply involved spiritually, and many of your hobbies and interests may not be necessarily financially lucrative. There are many interests that you have. And so you're a leader. It's interesting, but Art Bell is a king of clubs, so you're both kings.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
What determines that? Your birthday?
The birthday, the day you're born.
Okay, yeah. So everybody is assigned a card by their birthday?
Yeah, it's on my website, in fact, if people want to find out what card they are. I don't go into an explanation of what that means, or naturally progressed reading of what that means, but it's almost like your spiritual DNA.
Well, so you've got 365, 366 birth dates.
That's right.
But you only have 52 cards.
Right. So, and there are 52 weeks in the year. There are four seasons and four suits. If you count up all the pips, you get 364.
So you'll have a lot of duplicates of people, I guess,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, people, and that's one way of finding soulmates also. But soulmates are not always life mates.
Hmm. What was George Bush?
He's a Knight of Diamonds.
What's his reading like?
Well, he's coming into a pretty rough time where he needs to be a little cautious in transportation and travel, and it's kind of an overwhelming and somewhat heavy time that comes up right between January 31st and March 24th.
Huh.
But he comes through that, I think. But that's a very risky time for him, and overwhelming, and some ups and downs and heavy disappointments that he's going to have some political problems right around that time.
Joseph, I wanted to talk with you about some of the past predictions that you made and look at some of the future predictions. And, of course, we'll be taking a lot of phone calls from people because, though we're not going to take any this hour, they're calling already. You said something that was pretty uncanny, and let me read a few of them. One was, you said in September, Yasser Arafat will be very ill after the 15th of October.
Right.
And again, you said that on September 6th.
Uh-huh.
On the 8th, it was reported that he had suffered a mild heart attack. Then they changed it. They said maybe the flu. And then, as we all know, he died.
It was AIDS. He was seriously, yeah.
You believe it was AIDS, huh?
Yeah.
Right, but you had that vision that he was very ill. Now, how did you see that?
Well, from his birthday, August 24th, 1929.
Okay.
Yeah, I once when George Bush Sr. was president, I once predicted in a December show that he was going to be ill on January 7th, and my phone rang very early in the morning. It was a morning show that I did in Illinois. And
yeah.
They said, you predicted that George Bush was going to be ill on January 7th. He just threw up on, it was January 7th, he threw up on the Japanese
Prime Minister. Oh, I remember that.
Prime Minister.
Yep, yeah. I remember we talked about that.
I also mentioned Mike Eisner was going to retire, and he announced retirement 4 days later on September 10th.
That's true. He's still in the job, but he hasn't retired yet.
No, but he announced it 4 days later.
That's true.
And he's not a client. If he were, of course, I would have mentioned
inside information, Joseph. You said in September that there would be an election in November. The reason why this was significant is there were rumors that it could be postponed if anything happened.
Right.
You were correct on that.
I was also correct that George Bush would win.
Yes, you did say that.
Other psychics said, predicted Kerry would win.
You also said he would be thinking of more military action after he wins.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly Iran, you said. Interesting, the New Yorker magazine writes that we are indeed working on a plan, though our administration denies it, to go into Iran.
Well, we have, I mean, we all know that we have war plans for just about any kind of a situation. Iran's in a rough year, and it could very well go through internal. I think what we're going to see this year are internal problems for countries. Religious wars, the kind that are going on in Africa, for instance, and religious, this could be a year of religious growth or religious terror. It's interesting that we see dualities. I see dualities as a way of explaining things. This is a 7 year, and seven is health and obstacles and medical issues and water and all of that. Seven, however, can also be the number of internal wisdom and growth and awakening and awareness. This could be a great year for mining. By the way.
Mining of what, gold, diamonds?
Yeah, mining stocks could go up this year. Farming, an important year for farms and farming and foodstuffs also.